Welcome to the Timely Beaver for August 20th, 2005. Today on the show we have Aaron and Dave, and we got a whole lot of talk about surfing and more. Now bump it!
Hey everyone, this episode of the Timely Beaver is going to be completely out of context, skewed up, messed around, and turned upside down, so enjoy.
Introductions.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Timely Beaver. Today with us we have Aaron.
Zielsdorf, that's me.
And we have Dave.
How's it going, everybody?
What have both of you been doing this last week? I know Aaron went surfing today, and I know we can all talk about that. So, Aaron, give us your surfing story, and we'll fill in here.
I went surfing for the first time in my life, and it was awesome. I don't know. I didn't actually stand up and ride a wave, but I could feel myself, like, getting closer, which is good.
Nice. That's awesome. It's a good, once you get up, that's my favorite sport. I've been doing it for, 11 years now? 10 or 11 years, so.
You surf?
Yeah, I've been surfing for 11 years, I think, just about, so.
Did you get up and ride a wave on your first time out?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, so. Son of a bitch.
Oh, it's because, I learned to surf in Hawaii, so I kind of, I was on, a 7'6" board, and I was just watching everyone, and I stood the first time, and then I started falling after that, so, it's just kind of, but then, once you get the hang of it, it's just all about timing, and, it really is, surfing is pretty much, you have to have a lot of coordination, but it's also, having a lot of balls, so.
Yeah, I could feel myself getting closer. I stood up a couple times, but both those times, it was kind of as the wave was passing me.
Yeah.
It was just too slow standing up.
Yeah, no, you'll get it's like once you get a feel for it. I mean, you'll be standing up in no time. But that's the greatest feeling, getting a good wave. I still vaguely remember my first wave. So,
have you ever gone in Oregon?
No, the furthest north I've gone is I don't think I've ever surfed north of Santa Cruz. To be honest with you, I think it's pretty much been I've surfed Santa Cruz, San Diego, pretty much everywhere. South of Santa Cruz in Hawaii, of course.
Because the place I went today was 200 yards of beach that had probably 60, 70 people on it surfing.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised.
That's crazy. So, yeah, I know that the Oregon coast is pretty rugged.
It's cold. I mean, Aaron, you were wearing a wetsuit, right?
Yeah, we had the wetsuit with the sleeves and the full legs and a hat, but I took the hat off after a while because you don't really need that.
Yeah, I know, unless you're, because I don't know what the water temperature is, probably in the low 50s up there right now.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, I know, because I'm going out tomorrow. I'm going to go surf tomorrow, and I think it's 50.
Where are you surfing at tomorrow, Dave?
I'm going to go to the Hook, I think. So.
Oh, really? The Hook?
Yeah, we never surfed there, Ted. That's just north of where we used to go. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we used to go to Capitola, but that's the spot where you and I went out. But yeah, no, the Hook is probably a mile north of the pier. Remember that one pier that's remember Capitola, Ted?
I remember Capitola, and I remember just the the seaweed. Was that the place with the seaweed?
Actually,
massive nets of seaweed that you try to get your legs out of the when they got caught.
Yeah, we actually have. I have gone out there with you. I think me and my little brother went there. Years ago. I remember that. No, yeah, because there's a huge set of stairs you have to walk down.
I think, that's the place.
Yeah, no, that's very good surf. I'm gonna go out there tomorrow. There's a little south swell that just hit, so I think you guys. Up in Oregon, probably got some of that today, but.
My arms aren't the only thing that feel like a big wet noodle.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know. It's one of those things. If you can get out there as much as you can, especially when you're first starting, you get the hang of it. And I mean, I don't know if your upper body's sore at all, but you know.
Oh, not tonight. I'm sure it will be tomorrow.
Yeah, so just take a couple aspirin before you go to bed. And, no, but it's that's some of the things that, you know, like the first day you just arms feel like noodles.
Yeah, the guy I went with, well, I went with my friend Trevor, who had never gone, and then I went with another guy who, he hasn't gone a lot, but he's gone a few times.
Uh-huh.
And he offered me, like, Advil before we went, and I didn't know why he was, and I said no, but afterwards I understood, because, like, I got beat up. I mean, the bottom was really soft and sandy, but a couple times I got thrown off my board, and, like, it kind of washed me around like a... washing machine.
That's exactly. I mean, that's exactly what, a good. That's a good analogy. It's like you feel like you're inside like a front-loading washing machine. You know.
I know. When you got your feet on the ground, it's like it's not that bad. But when you're not touching anything, you're just rolling, floating in the water. It's kind of impressive.
I know exactly. But I mean, I know that you know what you. What, I hope. Hopefully, you'll start like going on a regular basis. Like, and you'll. I mean, you'll definitely get hooked. I mean.
I want to, and actually, I'm probably going to go on Craigslist tonight and check out what I can get a used board for.
Oh, yeah, well, you definitely get, like, a longboard. I mean, like, I would, I mean, I can give you some pointers. Like, get something, definitely start out big, like, go with, like, eight, like, go to, probably start it with, like, at least a 7.6, at least, at the very least, 7.6.
We did a 9.2 today.
Yeah, like, then I would say, yeah, and then I'd go 9.2, see if you can get something like that, and, like, get, like, a 4.3 or 5.4, I don't know how thick your wetsuit was. But get something like you can find a really good cheap wetsuit on Craigslist too. But
now we move on to talking about beater board.
Oh, beat it! Oh, beat it! Someone got in hand and beat it.
You can get like a good. I mean, you can get 9.2 kind of like a beater. I remember I was teaching my old roommate how to surf, and we got him like a. It was like an 8.6, and it was just a wreck. I mean. There was like masking tape all over it, and but man, that was his first board, and I mean, it was just looked like that thing has had some war stories, but it got, I mean, it did the job. So like, you can get a good board for like $150-$200. Get a
wet one of the boards we rented today for $25 had a crack up the middle and was duct taped in the back.
Really?
Oh, and we paid $25 to rent it. I thought that was kind of cheap, but you know, it worked.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, I think like my first board, I think I started out on a foam board, because it was just like, you know, that was my first time out. I didn't know anything. Like, I was in Hawaii, and I'm like, all right, I want to learn to surf, so I got this board, this foam board. You know, those things are just like, you know, you cannot hurt anyone with those. They're as soft as a kickboard. so I took that thing out, and then you get like a nice, epoxy board like you rented. And then it's just a world of difference, but I don't know. I mean, you're probably staying pretty close to shore break, right? Like you weren't. I mean, the guys, you're probably sitting inside, and there's like a bunch of people sitting outside. Is that right? Like beyond you? Is that kind of how the setup was?
Yeah, I was usually a little further in, but it was. I mean, I've watched guys surf before, and this beach was kind of. It was all in one narrow area where all the waves hit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So everyone was pretty much lined up because they would all break in the same place like almost every time.
And as these topics of breaking heat up, we swap information.
I sent you Aaron's V card.
Okay.
What's a V card?
Virtual business card with all your information so he can email you.
Oh, okay.
You want to see your...
Yeah.
This is your V card right here.
I didn't know I had a virtual V card. You can't get a better picture than that.
I could. That was from our trip to Bend in February or something, but we were all really hammered. But that was the only picture I had of you. Like I had the back of Teresa's head for a while until Teresa actually and
sent you a picture she liked.
No, she was here and like here's Trevor's. See, like Trevor's is from I think that's at Dan's house. Where's Teresa? Let me look up Teresa.
Then
nah. All right, look at Teresa.
Do you have a V card, or is that just a VD in your pocket?
Hey, blow that picture up. Let's see if I've ever met Dave. Oh, I see you. You kind of look Hawaiian.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm part Asian, so.
That's me.
Damn, Ted, you got a lot of hair there.
Which photo are you looking at?
The one of you pumping out the keg at San Diego State.
Oh, okay.
We're kind of flipping through those.
Oh, damn, look at that. You guys got a kiddie pool in a dorm room with like 12 people?
Yep, it was fun time. Definitely a good time.
Oh, and then there's Ted by himself in the kiddie pool.
Yeah, that's a good photo.
Was when I was 18 or 19?
I think 18, I think so. I think you just graduated. I think you're getting ready to go to Oregon State.
Oh, so. That's right. So I was just turning 18 because I was a youngin'.
Yep.
This is right after I cut my long hair because they forced me to do that at my private school before I could graduate because my hair was past my shoulders. You can only have it as high as collar length or as long as collar length. And because the dean knew me by name, it was like, I didn't get in trouble. It was just that year I was in a big scandal that happened to school. So my parents got called in and all this other stuff.
What scandal?
What scandal was that?
It was a scandal of drugs possession and some other stuff. Basically, they had nothing on me, but they had a lot on another people. But I was in notes that they confiscated from a girl's bedroom.
Because
I was in those notes, they knew that I knew something. So I was in the dean's office all the time. They tried to get shit out of me, and I wouldn't give it to them. And then my mom thought I was on, like, heroin, and she took tar off our kitchen floor and took it down because she thought it was black heroin to the PD's office. And she still thinks to this day that I was doing heroin or something. She still brings it up once in a while.
She's having tar tested. That is awesome.
San Jose Police Department came back and told her that she gave them basically tar off the floor.
Well, stop doing heroin, Ted.
Jeez, Ted, it's when are you going to quit, buddy?
I know.
I can never quit. The tar is too good. I love the tar.
Need more tar.
Need more tar, silicone breast implants, and more! More!
Oh, that's funny. Aaron, I got a quick, I got a good website for you. If you get a chance, go to OregonSurf.com. I'm seeing a couple boards here. I'm seeing one for, $250. It's a, 7.9, the fun board. I don't know if it's still for sale. They got a 10-foot San Miguel Commando longboard too. And I saw a wetsuit in there too. So OregonSurf.com is the website.
Okay, I think Ted's bringing it up right now.
Okay, cool.
And I see.
Yeah, just go jump on the classifieds. This should be it.
Now, here we're going to take a little break and pull right back to where we were. We got to get back to those hard-nosed topics that all you conservatives out there and liberals can't agree on, and that's surfing.
Surf's up, dude, or you know.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't think I need, like, a bigger board to learn on? Because I'm 6 foot, so...
Oh, okay. Let's see.
I eventually want a small board.
Yeah.
I want to do all the turns and stuff like that. Maybe get some air. I don't know, but...
Yeah, I'm still working on those airs myself, so... let's see. Yeah, you can probably start out with, like, I think... It's like, look at this, number 51. I don't know if it's still available. It's a 9.2.
I'm still available, Dave, and this beaver always goes na-na-na-na.
Hey everyone, let's take a little intermission from this conversation, but we will pick it up shortly. Let's listen to a call-in by Sam.
What up, Beavers? This is Sam. I was just calling to check in. Haven't talked to you in a while. I'm at work right now. It's pretty boring. Getting ready to go home. Maybe even have a beer. You know how that works. I hope you're doing well. And hope the dam project's going well and all that shit. Talk to you later, Beaver. Bye.
Now let's pick back up on the conversation where we change topics to a certain town we all maybe know.
Dave?
Yeah?
You brought up Corvallis. So I want to ask you what your initial opinions were about Corvallis the first time you came there.
Cowtown.
Cowtown. Yeah. It's a cow town with a lot of chicks between the ages of 18 and 25.
Oh, no,
and
it's
so easy
true.
To pick up. I mean, if you want... Well, see, the
because
thing
there's
was,
nothing else but cows.
There's nothing else but cows, sheep, and, well, you got to do your human male at once in a while. You got to spread those legs, let the hot beef injection commence.
I know, and exactly.
OSU enrollment is about, last time I checked, 56% women.
Is that right?
Hell
no,
yeah.
Because when we went...
Dave, you came a year before I was 21.
Oh, okay.
Or no, 6 months. You were 6 months before I was 21.
Okay.
Because we couldn't go to the bars or anything.
I remember
that. So we were looking for house parties.
That's right. I remember that. And that was like, I mean, there was not...
fuck November.
Yeah,
fucking cold.
Yeah, that is true. That it was very cold, man. But what did we do anyway that weekend? I mean, like, it was...
I remember Dave hit the Gravinator. Or the Elephant. You hit the Elephant, the J. You hit the Elephant J.
Elephant J.
That Wade's little utensil that he made out of hydroponic tubing.
Oh, yeah. And I remember
it was like
the...
4 feet tall. He made it out of stuff that was used to grow plantations. It was an immense... I don't know how many... There had to be at least 5 cubic feet of air that could be trapped in it, but...
Oh, and then there was a the homemade brew, like,
the homebrew.
I walked around the corner and like you were in the bathtub with that big old like Arrowhead jar or like bottle, the plastic bottle, and you're like, I fell, you know, and you're sitting
there. I fell into the bathtub.
That was awesome. I walked in, I was like, are you okay? And then like bam, like, you know, I didn't hear like the impact, but like, I mean, I saw you all wet and, like, sitting in the tub. I'm like, something happened, so. But those, I remember, but the weird thing is, like, I remember, like, bits and pieces of that, like, Megan and Wade and, that's about it. Yeah. I don't remember who else, like, you know. Who else is in that house? Like, there, because you had a couple other roommates, didn't you?
Oh, there were 5 of us in that house at the time. But man, it was an insane house. Like, Megan and her fiance Ryan were almost never there.
Yeah. That's right. That's the kitty killer.
Yeah. He stepped when they bought their first house after they got married. They bought a little baby kitten, and it was sitting on the stairs. And he was walking down because he was a med student at the time. And he was walking down the stairs. This is not funny, Dave.
I know. But you're laughing too, so.
Well, you're making me laugh. But the kid was asleep at 4:30 in the morning on the stairs, and he was going to med school.
And mind you,
Portland.
He is not a little guy. Like,
no, this guy, he was a big farmer boy.
He was taking up the whole stairway.
Yeah, his feet were huge. But basically, the guy was walking down the stairs to go to OHSU to classes at like 4:30 in the morning, totally asleep.
Yeah.
The little kitten, like under a foot long, like 6 inches or whatever. It never made it to its 5th month birthday.
Yeah, it was.
But he stepped on it walking down the stairs, half asleep at 4:30 in the morning, and it was sleeping. And it it wasn't funny because the dude was traumatized.
Oh no, he had to probably undergo therapy, like.
Yeah. No, he didn't have to undergo therapy. He's a farmer, but
he probably just threw it on the grill.
No, he God, that was bad. But it traumatized. He was crying. I remember hearing that from Megan. She said he was crying for a few days about that.
Oh, really?
Because, I mean, could you imagine feeling that under your bare foot? Like the
squishing?
Yeah,
that's rough.
No, when you step on a slug, that's hard enough.
Yeah, that's rough. That is rough. And this guy was like, I mean, I don't think I actually ever, I may have said hi to him when he was living with you guys, Ted. But he seemed like
a
really cool.
Yeah, I think you met him.
Yeah. But, yeah, I remember, like, that girl's family was always over there, and they were just so preoccupied with, like, their wedding and, like, just, I don't know, everything else was just secondary. But that one's Belle Megan, I think. So.
Yeah.
Hey, quick question, guys. Where is Agate Beach? Is that close?
Oh, I've been there. It's definitely on the Oregon coast somewhere.
All right, because I'm seeing that. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm seeing that. There's a surf shop over there, too.
Now for something completely different.
All right, I'm going to bring up something. Aaron's heard about this. You've kind of heard about this.
All right.
But not giving away any details, because you guys are exempt. It's like no participants of ABC or CBS or Fox can participate in the programs. If you're a Cracker Jack owner and own the Secret Whistle, you cannot participate in the Secret Whistle contest. You cannot use your rub-on tattoos for this.
No.
All right.
What do you think about the new Timely Beaver contest idea, which will start for everyone who's listening? The new Timely Beaver contest. I'm going to take a moment. Will you guys let me talk about this?
Yeah, so a little sidebar here.
A little sidebar.
Okay. You can talk about it, sure.
Go for it.
Sidebar is, the Timely Beaver contest will start tomorrow. If you're subscribed to the RSS feed, you will get the first secret clue. We're going to do basically, it's going to be like a Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, but you're going to, where in the, oh, I'm saying, I'm not, it was not mimicking that. Not at all. Inspiration. It's going to be, where in the world is Willie the Timely Beaver? So, you gotta guess where Willie is.
So, where in the world?
Willie's been kidnapped by the evil Dr. Demento. And you gotta figure out where Willie is.
Ted, I don't mean to cut you off there, but I think somebody's come up with Dr. Demento before, too.
Yeah, I've heard that before, man. I think that may be like...
Dr. Beaverstein!
We're not making any money off of this, are we?
No, we're making jack crap off of this.
Oh, we can do what we want, then.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let me. I'm going to take a moment here to explain this. Sorry to cut in on everyone. So, the contest is for two CDs. CDs, all expenses paid, to your home, international, I don't care where you are. You fucking guess where Willie the Timely Beaver is, you will get two Neutron Dawn CDs. You will get Transmit Radio by Neutron Dawn from 1994, and you will also get The Hidden Strength of the Arch by Neutron Dawn from 1995.
And they're also signed by the artist.
Oh, that's a good one. We'll sign them.
Yeah. So with a personal message.
So you're the artist?
I basically, you will get the Neutron Dawn albums directly in your mailbox, signed by me, Willie the Timely Beaver, and Dr. Beaver Strangelove.
New name.
Dr. Beaver Strangelove?
Timely Doctor. You're my Beaver Strangelove, baby.
This is Ted.
Oh, good lord. Okay.
So
I think that's a good that's a good prize.
Well, dual CDs, free music, you get it to your doorstep, international shipping paid for, CDs paid for, signed, all that shit. All you have to do is be part of the RSS feed or subscribe to the show. It's found on timelybeaver.com. And tomorrow, the first secret feed will be handed out, and let the mystery begin.
Right.
And even though you two are part of it, you guys can play along, but you're not winning. Because I think both of you might know the solution to this thing.
Go ahead. Why would we know the solution? I mean, is it somewhere that is random, or is it somewhere that maybe one of us are going to?
I think it may be our association with the artist.
Your association with the show and the artist, but I think all you both have those two albums anyway.
Yeah, we do. I have it.
But yes, if you listen, there is also clues. If you listen to the original Timely Beaver shows, there are clues in there. I believe it's in one of the first two shows. You may help you out in this search. Wait till tomorrow. It will download in your feed. If you're subscribed through iTunes, iPod, or X, whatever.
And, yeah, the CD's really good, too. I've heard that. It
sounds really good.
All right.
It works.
So, I gotta go.
Oh.
But before I do, I want to say, hey, nice to meet you, dude.
Nice to meet you, too, Aaron. If you have any questions about surfing or anything, I mean, but, like, that looks like a good sort of a head start there at OregonSurf.com. And if you have any questions, like, about anything surfing or wetsuits or anything, like, you know, then just shoot me an email or just, you know, ring me up.
Cool. So, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries.
I thought it was one of the coolest things I've ever done. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, it's addicting. It's like, it's just the best. I mean, it really is the best sport. So, but once you start, like, I mean, your second time out, I think you'll get up next time. I think you'll be walking.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. After the end of the today, I didn't get up, but I was feeling like I was so close, but I was just so tired.
You know,
I got beat up, kind of.
I know. Like, maybe a couple Advil before bed probably wouldn't hurt, so. But you'll get, like, I mean, once you get the hang of it, you'll be paddling out no problem at all, and, like, you'll be able to stay out longer too. Like, I don't know how long you're out for today, but once you get,
maybe I'll be able to teach you something someday.
Probably, actually. So,
probably. All right, well, hey, it was nice talking to you guys. I want to tell you a joke before I go.
All right,
let's hear it.
I read it actually in the Edge of the Oregonian today, and they got that lame joke du jour section, which the jokes are usually really lame, but today it was funny as hell. It was, why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?
For drizzle.
Oh, bastard.
Yeah.
But it's not for drizzle, it's faux drizzle.
Faux drizzle, that's what it is.
Faux drizzle.
Let me think. I'm trying to think if I have any good jokes. Well, I think this is, if I can be a little raunchy here.
We promote that.
All right,
we've actually been rather tame in the last several episodes.
All right, I got to say this one. What do Michael Jackson and caviar have in common?
I don't know.
They both come on little crackers. But,
oh, Jesus.
Okay.
So that's, okay.
Thank you, folks. Don't forget the tip service.
All right. How about everyone? Everyone say goodnight.
All right. Good night.
All right. Good night, Dave.
Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Can you find Willie the Timely Beaver? Stay tuned.